Edyta Zarębska, The Furthest Journey, narrated by Edward Dixon. The forest was shrouded in a thick fog, the constant companion of autumnal nights and mornings. But even in the deepest darkness and fog, there was always a flicker of light in the glade of dreams, where night and day met for a brief moment at dawn. The light was a mystery to casual wanderer, magic to the adventurer, and home to forest creatures and animals. It was here that stories were told and owl meetings were held. It was here that visitors, thirsty after a long trek, were given portions of power consisting of thousands of drops of night dew and a pinch of moon dust. It was the only place on earth that Flicker, the tiniest of all the lightning bugs in the forest, knew and loved. This is where he had been born, and this is where he and his sister Sparkle and friends roamed the nearby forest, peering into abandoned hollows and illuminating their mysterious interiors. It was thanks to them, the young lightning bugs, that the glade of dreams and the forest around it had a unique aura of mystery, interrupted by carefree giggling and silly pranks such as illuminating dandelions and pretending to be ghosts, only to scare the youngest generations of lightning bugs. One night the siblings, no longer wanting to listen to the hooting of owls in the clearing, once again went to explore the forest, and something unexpected happened. Flicker's light began to fade. At first, everyone thought it was just a spiderweb accidentally snagged during flight that dimmed his light. After returning to the glade of dreams, Sparkle carefully examined her brother to see what had really happened. But there were no traces of spiderweb, dewdrops, or dust that might have dulled the light. Meanwhile, Flicker's light remained weaker. "Sage, I don't know what it could be," concerned Sparkle whispered to the most important owl in the clearing. "Well, my dear," the owl sighed. "Since nothing obscured the light, and it is still weak, the only explanation is that your brother's pigments are receiving too little oxygen." Sparkle pondered. She was well aware that each lightning bug had pigments that, when exposed to oxygen, made them glow. "I don't understand," she sighed. "If there is not enough oxygen here, then why do we all produce strong light? Everyone except Flicker." "Because he has always been fragile, it's possible that his pigments are weaker than yours. But that can't be changed. Only more oxygen can help here," the owl said. "Where are we supposed to get more of it? I mean, the forest is full of oxygen, isn't it?" Sparkle said nervously. "There is a place, not far from here, where 200-year-old trees grow. It's a very old forest, and water there is in full bloom. That place is full of oxygen," Sage explained. "Will it help? How to get there? How long does it take to fly?" Sparkle had a lot of questions. "It takes all night to get there." "I'll fly with him, if that's the only way," she whispered. "You can't," the owl exclaimed. "It's too dangerous." "Then there's a reason why you've been told to stay close to the young forest. I will take care of it." "Are you sure it will help him?" Sparkle asked quietly. "I don't know, but it's worth a try," the owl said firmly. Upon hearing the news of the trip, Flicker withdrew into himself. He could not sleep all day. He would roll from side to side and felt overwhelming anxiety. He was waiting for the night on which he was to set out into the unknown. He was scared of new places, the old forest, and the blooming water. He had never heard of it before and couldn't even imagine it. What terrified him most, however, was the thought that he would have to fly away from there and leave Sparkle and his friends. He wasn't even sure if he would return, and if he did, whether his light would be strong again. Or would he become the only lightning bug in the clearing that was barely visible? How would he light the way, enjoy the night, or prank others? What if his light went out completely? And he would have to rely on the light of others, or holding hands in the dark when flying. Would he still be one of them? The thought that he would just sit and watch others having fun made him feel very lonely. And his little lightning bug heart was beating like crazy, as hard as if it was about to jump out at any moment. And at times it seemed to him that these heartbeats were lifting him up, waiting for the moment when he would leave home with anguish. And the beautiful memories seemed to hurt the most. When night came, and it was time to snuggle into the owl's feathers, he looked sadly at the receding glade of dreams. At Sparkle, who lit up to bid him farewell, and thousands of his other lightning bug friends. It wasn't until they were deep in the forest, and the lights of the clearing were no longer visible, that he was filled with hope that things would work out after all. It was a feeling that gave him extraordinary strength. It made the beats of the owl's wings sound like applause, because there he was, a small lightning bug, flying for help despite his fear, anxiety, and uncertainty. And the fact that he was not flying alone meant that there was someone with him who believed the attempt was worth it. However, when they left the young forest, and everything around them became different and alien, Flicker felt fear again. It was fear of the unknown, combined with a longing for what was close and familiar, but had been left behind. And with each moment, with each passing tree, with each beat of Sarge wings, the little lightning bug felt an increasingly great distance separating him from his home. Finally, the old forest appeared in front of their eyes. The trees were huge, and their branches, twisted in the wind, looked ghostly against the moon. Flicker grabbed the owl's feathers with all his strength and buried his head in them. Then he felt that they were flying lower and lower. It even seemed to him that they had started to fall. But he was so scared that he was afraid to lift his head to see what was happening. Only after a while did he hear Sarge's voice. "We have landed. We are here." When he opened his eyes, Flicker saw a clearing, much different from the glade of dreams. It was almost dawn, and among the mighty trees, one could see water covered with a green carpet. "This is the blooming water," the owl said. "The carpet, you see, is plankton. Together with the trees, it produces an exceptional amount of oxygen." "Will it hurt?" asked Flicker, but he was already so tired and sleepy that he wasn't sure if the owl had answered. "Will it hurt?" asked Flicker, but he was already so tired and sleepy that he wasn't sure if the owl had answered. All he heard was, "I'll be here with you," and he fell asleep. He woke up feeling a gentle sting near his pigments. It was night again, which meant he had slept all day. He looked at his abdomen. It glowed, but not as strong as before. However, a bit stronger than yesterday. "I guess it didn't work," he groaned. "That's better than it was," the owl replied. "If necessary, we will come back here, but now it's time to fly home." Right after that, the owl took flight. Meanwhile, Flicker was so excited that he had got some of his light back, that he was constantly looking at it. He no longer felt fear of the branches of the old trees. He was much more scared that his light would go out. As they were flying back, a vigil was taking place at the Glade of Dreams, with thousands of lightning books awaiting their return. And when they saw a pale light approaching and realized that Flicker had not fully recovered his light strength, each of them reduced theirs. "I don't want pity," Flicker whispered at the sight of his friend's pale lights. "It's not pity, ho-ho," the owl said. "It's an attempt to understand how you feel. Having a strong light, they could only imagine what you were feeling. But they can glow stronger at any time, and I can't. So they will never feel what I feel," he sighed. "But you know, Sarge, that's good, because I wouldn't want them to feel that way." "We have many more trips ahead of us," the owl said. "Each one is a new hope that at some point you will glow as strong as before." "And if not," Flicker whispered, "and I will become almost invisible? Those to whom you are important will see you, even if you don't glow." "Never give up, Flicker. It's not that simple." "I'm still different from them," he groaned. "True, it is difficult. But remember that what makes you different..." The Glade of Dreams was already within reach of the owl's wings. Suddenly, in the dim light, Flicker spotted Sparkle. She was smiling and waving at him. It was the nicest feeling of the night. The realization that there would be someone waiting for him at all the time. No matter how far and difficult a journey he would still have to make, and with how strong a light he would return.